It's the holiday season, and nothing puts the ho-ho-ho into it than a visit with our book correspondent, Dominic Howarth from Book and Bottle. Welcome, Dominic.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What are the perfect gifts for bibliophiles? For women, for men, for children, biographies, fiction? Let's start with that.
Yeah. So I always believe a book is the best way to say I love you to somebody. You know, it just opens a world of wonder to people. We have some really wonderful things for the poetry lovers in your life, even for the people who maybe don't know they love poetry. One of my favorite books this year was 100 Poems to Break Your Heart, which is a compilation by Edward Hirsch. It's a beautiful series of poems, but they also come with essays about the poem, and it's just like a gift that keeps on giving. Also, Mary Oliver, who is one of my favorite poets, her beautiful collection Devotions just came back out, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous tome about living, loving, breathing, and noticing the how the mundane isn't so mundane. For the biography lovers, we have a wide gamut of things that have come out this year. For those who love music, Cher just released her memoir, her Part One, which is going to be an absolutely wild ride. For our Hollywood lovers, we have Sonny Boy by Al Pacino, which I am still loving. I'm reading it right now. It's phenomenal. For our literary readers, Andre Ackerman, who wrote Call Me By Your Name, he wrote a memoir about his year in Rome, and like, who does not want to travel to Rome right now? And then for our moms out there, Ina Garten, she wrote a memoir called Be Ready When the Luck Happens, and you think it's going to be mostly about cooking and stuff, and it really isn't. It's like she's lived a really fascinating, interesting life about being told no and like fighting for everything she's had. So really, really beautiful memoir right there.
I just read Cher's book. Yeah. I read Barbara Walters' biography. Mm-hmm. And then that turned my head 360. The Cher book, the revelations in the Cher book, and the revelations in the Melania Trump book.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just, you know, you just don't really see the woman, the facade, the same way when you read the books.
Absolutely. There's so much more to the story. And that's the beautiful part about books. So you get to like really inhabit somebody for a long while.
What about local authors? I know our friend Ello Kirshner, Florida Girls, Las Vegas Girls is out.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
Who else is on the bookshelf locally? Because we love to support Tamara Lush, Tara Lush, and all the local authors, Carrie Kreisman, et cetera,
of course.
Et cetera.
One of my favorite local authors, Vanessa Autry, who we will be having later on, she wrote a book called The Art of Balancing Burnout, a very, very nice, slim book, perfect for a stocking stuffer, really good about shedding all of the stuff that you put on your day-to-day and balancing yourself and being your best self. That is a book that is constantly flying off our shelves, and she actually just recently came to our writing meetup group at Book and Bottle, and so we love when local book writers support local bookstores, so we really, really love her.
What's on your bookshelf right now? What's next to your bed, and what are you reading?
So what I'm reading right now is going to be probably one of my top fives of the year. It's Private Rights by Julia Armfield. Slipped in right underneath the radar for me. It came out only last week. It's a retelling of King Lear, told from the perspective of three sisters whose father, who is an architect, just passed away. And it's set in kind of a near dystopian future world in which it's raining all of the time. And when I tell you the most atmospheric writing I have read in a long while, you feel how damp it is. You feel how people have lost all hope. And like, how do you keep on living in a world without hope? Like, how do you love in a world without hope? And Julia Armfield is really trying to ask this question. I am the oldest of three siblings, and even though like these three siblings are not me at all, I looked at my sister the other day and I was like, if we were our worst selves, we would be these people. And I'm just really, really enjoying it.
You know, I just read The Burning Earth by Sunil, I'm going to say his name wrong, Amrith.
Okay.
And also, I'm just really fascinated now by the Middle East, and I read this book called The Achilles Trap by
Ooh.
Steve Call. It's Saddam Hussein, the CIA, and the origins of America's invasion of Iraq, particularly in light of what's going on now in Syria. It seems to me we have to understand history just a little bit more. Talk to me a little bit about great books for history lovers.
Absolutely. We have a really, really cool book in the shop right now called, and this is near and dear to my heart, The Bookshop by Evan Friss. So it's a history of the American bookstore, what it means to communities, what it means to towns, how towns perform better or worse if they don't have an independent bookstore in their area, the stories of booksellers who championed books and championed authors, and how it's really changed the fate of literature based off of like who is selling what. So I'm a huge fan of that. Obviously, Eric Larson is one of the great history writers. Devil in the White City is a classic. But this year he wrote The Demon of Unrest, which is a Civil War book, but a Civil War book that you've never read before. It just brings it to our present moment in a way that you understand that history, as William Faulkner said, isn't even history. It's not even past. It's here right now, especially in this moment in America. I think understanding our history is so it's never been more tantamount than right now.
So, you know, I'm a 60s, 70s girl, and I grew up on The Village Voice and Nat Hentoff and all the great writers. And there's a new book out, The Freaks Came Out to Write, by Tricia Romano. It's The Village Voice on radical paper that changed American culture. It's really it was the precursor to the internet. I mean, there was so much – there were banned authors, banned journalists back
big
then.
Time.
And they just had a kind of revolution, and some of the best writers in the country and in New York City. Actually, it defined New York as a place that supported freedom of speech, diversity, way before this was cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what about, we love fantasy.
We do love fantasy.
Okay. What's a great gift for a fantasy lover?
Great gift for a fantasy lover right now is we just expanded our fantasy section, and we're very excited about it. Brandon Sanderson just came out with his fifth book in his Chronicle series. It's called Wind and Truth. This thing is 1,300 pages long, and people are still clamoring for more. It is amazing. We had a customer come in with her giant book, and she said that she cleared her schedule so that she could sit at Book and Bottle with some tea and read her fantasy book. And I just adore that. Like, people setting aside time to spend time with these long books and just to get lost in. So really, really, really big fan of Brandon Sanderson, really big fan of N.K. Jemisin. Their book series, The Broken Earth Trilogy, is really amazing. We love her.
Well, with Kwanzaa coming up and the loss of our beloved Nikki Giovanni.
Oh, my goodness.
Poet who wrote of black joy. You know, it's like Maya Angelou's passing. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so sad. And she was only 81 years old. Tell us for Kwanzaa, you know, she was not, you know, I didn't know this, that I knew she was an activist. She was a children's book author.
Oh.
As well. What are some of the wonderful books about black history by black authors that make a lovely gift for Kwanzaa?
Absolutely. So we always like to champion black authors and POC voices. In our classic section, we always are carrying James Baldwin. It was his centennial, and they just released these absolutely gorgeous editions in paperback of his books with these amazing paintings from his friend of James on the cover. I bought them all up immediately. They're a gorgeous gift. One of the top books of the year, James, by Percival Everett. Percival Everett is a maverick of American letters, truly stunning. His retelling of Huck Finn from the point of view of the runaway slave Jim is an action adventure. It's a letter to a country. It's a letter to a movement. It is everything, and it deserves every single piece of praise that it will be getting this year. If you don't read it, you are missing out.
Well, you know, we love food, and we love Wendy Wesley's St. Pete Eats, and I know that you have not just delicious food to eat and good wine to drink, but you do have an incredibly robust cookbook section. Three that I love that are the sandwiches of history, the cookbook, All the Best and Most Surprising Things People Have Put Between a Slice of Bread. What's the most exciting thing you put between a slice of bread?
Oh, I am a simple, simple man at heart. I will die for, like, a sardine sandwich. I know it's crazy. I love tinned fish. There's just something about the simplicity of some butter, salt and pepper, and sardines on a piece of really good sourdough. I'm send me to heaven. I'm fine. I'm good.
I'm good with that. I put potato chips on my tuna, but I'm going to do what you did. The other one that I think is a terrific one for the holidays when you're a little bit worried, but you should let loose on what you're going to eat is the Big Vegan Flavor Techniques and 150 Ooh. Recipes to Master by Nisha Vora. So tell us some about the cookbooks we might find. And do you have Jeff Houck's The History of the Cuban Sandwich?
We do. I love that book. Oh, my goodness. Yes. So we have that one, which I love because, I mean, food is history. History is food. But my favorites this year are definitely Maddie Matheson's Soup, Salads, and Sandwiches, speaking of sandwiches, which is my favorite food group. Maddie Matheson, if you don't know the name, you've probably seen him on The Bear. He's a really fun chef. Also, Martha Stewart just released a new cookbook, and it's gorgeous, really, really beautiful, and very also fun is Stephen Colbert and his wife released a cookbook this year. It's called Does This Taste Funny? And it's just like really, really charming essays and love letters back and forth between the two of them as they also like write this really cute cookbook together about what their family eats. I just adore that family and him.
Well, my neighbor loves romance, and so I've been reading a lot of mystery romance, romance, romance. I just read Margo's Got Money Troubles by Ruffie Thorpe and Curvy Girl Summer. What kind of romance books might be there that we should suggest to our listeners today?
Ooh, yes. So something I'm noticing trending lately, for the summer, it was all Abby Jimenez, who is a really amazing romance author. But for this time of year, we're selling so much of Ashley Poston. So Ashley Poston, one of my favorite romance authors, she just wrote a novel love story. A novel love story is about a woman whose car breaks down, and she has to walk to town, and she realizes that the town that she's in is the town that is in her favorite book series. And she's like, oh my God, what's going on? Except there's one something different. There's this curmudgeon-y bookseller there who does not want her there. And of course, Grumpy Sunshine, there's no way they'll fall in love, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I just love her because every single love story that she writes always has kind of like a little magical realism bend to it. It's not just like, that will they fall in love? There's always like a little something fantasy there.
We love magic. So let's just move on to the end of the year holiday events and New Year's Eve events. And how are you wrapping the year at Book and Bottle?
So obviously, Andy, our marketing and events director, is always keeping us busy and having fun things. Tonight, we're having an ugly Christmas sweater jazz party, which we're super excited about. We're going to have a fun contest about the ugliest Christmas sweater. I think I'm going to win, but hey, you have to show up to find out. We're also having a free holiday wine tasting next week on Tuesday with Andrea. Holiday wine tasting with Andrea, which is going to be really fun on Tuesday. And then we're having a spooky Christmas story open mic next Wednesday. Because when we think about original holiday season and Charles Dickens and A Christmas Carol, that is a straight up ghost story. And some of the imagery in it is so, so frightening. So instead of doing a book club this month because everyone's so busy, we have our open mic out. People write scary ghost stories and we all like huddle around our wine and have fun getting scared. And I plan on reading. So. Hope to see you there.
Nightmare Before Christmas, one of my favorites. Hey, listen, you know, Dominic may be the next Tim Burton. Who knows?
Who knows?
So, Dominic, we want to thank you for making this year. We're growing up on our anniversary. We met at Localtopia.
I know. Can you believe it's been a year?
It's been a year.
Yeah, it's been a year, that's for sure.
So we thank you so much for coming in today.
So grateful for you for having me back.
And until we see you in Auld Lang Syne, my friend, be well and enjoy the holidays.
You too. Thank you.